So, welcome to our next session here at the Build Conference. Super interesting topic for the next 60 minutes. Before we start, I would like to talk a moment about the developer vision. You have seen this slide probably. So the Office 365 developer vision focuses on data and on the users, right? And we have today 1.2 billion users using Office, and we have around 470 petabyte on data that is already in cloud. So before we go to our actual topic, right, so if you want to get benefit of this huge ecosystem and environment, there's a huge opportunity for you to create your apps and to connect it to our Office 365 cloud environment and to use Office, of course. So, Okay. Good. The second slide that you have seen probably before that is super important for us is that you provide feedback. So if you like the session, that we hope, of course, then please don't forget to fill up your evaluation and send us your feedback and maybe also questions that you have. And let's actually jump to the topic for the next 60 minutes. So I think it's a super interesting topic because it's new, and we're talking today about the Skype developer platform and also the Skype Web SDK preview that is brand new and that allows you a lot of opportunities or gives a lot of opportunities to you to create your custom web experiences, custom applications, and also to connect to our communications platform. And we will tell you and show you how you can do that in the next 60 minutes. So my name is Daniel Jonathan Velik. I'm part of the product team as a senior technical product marketing manager for the Skype developer platform. I'm not alone here on stage, so you will see a couple of my colleagues here today. So Andy, Sri, and also a great partner of Microsoft that is coming up and show you a couple of demos later on. And so to dive a little bit through the agenda, right? So one of the main points that we want to explain to you and present to you today is basically the huge opportunity that you have between Skype and Skype for Business to create custom applications, to create custom communication experiences that are now possible with the Skype developer platform. One of the major things where we have the preview available to you basically with this week is to use the Web SDK to actually go into that, try it out, create your custom web experiences, and we'll show you later on how that looks like for, let's say, custom apps, also for mobile experience and so on. Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about the past. So to understand where we're going to with our strategy, I think it's very important to understand where we're coming from and also how we leverage more customization on the top of our unified communications platform. So first of all, around 20 years ago, Microsoft started to create the first communication experiences with our in our software stack. So think about tools that are very old, like NetMeeting and so on, where we started basically, I see a couple of you smiling, where we started basically communication experiences, right? So I joined Microsoft and we had Live Communication Server 2003 and 2005, and that was basically the start when we went into the real-time communication market and created our first real platform and integrated mainly instant messaging or presence-based communication for companies, for small and also for enterprise companies. So from Live Communication Server 2003 and 2005, we moved into the first real unified communications platform. It was an amazing time because everyone in the market talked about unified communications. A lot of technologies popped up, and we went basically from unified messaging and just from CTI and voice and fax and so on into a real unified communication solution. So if you remember Office Communication Server 2007 and also later on R2, then most of our customers used the platform for integrating their PBXs, their legacy environments, also video conferencing equipment with our platform. It was very successful, and basically, let me show you also in the slide here, and basically that was the beginning of unified communications. Our story didn't stop here, right? Because from integrating the customer environment or the communication environment that customers already used with our platform, we went ahead and basically acquired Skype. And with Skype, had the next jump, the next step in our UC story, because we connected to 380 million connected users. So we're actually bringing Skype together with our business application on our unified communication platform. So from Link 2010 and 2013, that were basically the next versions after Office Communication Server, we went to Skype for Business. And that's actually brand new, because if you see all the announcements and news and posts, this is our next generation of the unified communication service. In Skype and Skype for Business, providing customers the opportunity to communicate from conferencing and audio and video, sharing, application sharing, whiteboarding, different devices that we have for our platform, and so on. So it's a huge and a great platform for communications. So the very important thing is, if you look back one more time, then our developer story basically started with the Office Communication Server, because there was the time frame when most of our partners started to create apps and vertical apps, extending capabilities and features on our platform, and basically implemented it in customer environments. So now with Skype for Business and with the Skype developer platform, where Skype and Skype for Business comes together as an opportunity to create apps and to create basically customization for communication processes and so on, this is something that we have new. So we are launching the new Skype developer platform. You will hear later on more details around it. And it's basically the journey in our universal communications strategy. So where everything comes together, but also a lot of new opportunities for developers to create more and extend what we have for specific requirements and communication scenarios. So I mentioned before that we have 380 million connected users. But think about, right? So when I talk about the Skype developer platform and our developer strategy, I'm not only talking about customer environments that have many thousand seats, right? So you can actually create, you will see that later on, you can create an experience on a website. You can actually create mobile applications. You can actually use what we have on Skype today. There will be more in future. You can actually take Skype for Business and the Skype developer platform to fully customize client applications, server applications, write basically SIP applications, experiment potentially with the persistent chat customization opportunities, right, and so on. So there's a range, a huge umbrella of things that you can do between Skype and Skype for Business. And that connects people from private, also from, connects people across 380 million connected users with also our business environment and ecosystem that we already have with Skype for Business today. So basically, we're working also a lot with partners, and one of our partners will be on stage today to show you some custom development that happened on the top of our platform. But I want to call out that's a huge opportunity. Why? Because many customers across, many global customers have different requirements. There are different markets. So think about requirements for healthcare, finance, retail, manufacturing, and so on, right? So with the developer platform, you have the opportunity to create features and capabilities for very specific requirements, for very specific markets. You can leverage Skype and Skype for Business, as I mentioned before, but you can also leverage any kind of platform, web, on-premise, laid on cloud, and so on. So there's a huge environment where you can pick up and you can say, okay, this is what I want to create on the top of the platform. So the business benefits, if you decide to go and excuse me, and to have a look into the Skype developer platform is basically that you can connect everyone with everyone, right? So Skype and Skype for Business. You can connect also to Link, of course, 2013, and to older versions with scenarios that you can create on our platform. The second thing is we're providing new developer tools. So you will see in the next minutes or in the next hour, basically, a lot of new stuff that we have for you in terms of how you can create your custom experiences. And it's a RESTful approach. We will talk about that more later. And the last thing before I switch to Andy is those opportunities are not only important for basically one or two customers. As I mentioned before, we have a huge ecosystem on customers today. So today we're starting on-premise because most of our developer opportunities are on-premise, but we're moving into the cloud. And just think about how you can scale through our cloud environment and millions and billions of customers that we have in the cloud environment that can use your application on top of Skype for Business and Skype for Business Online in future. So this is the direction that we're going, and today we're starting basically with the Skype for Business or Skype developer platform on-premise and between different platforms and devices. So I want to call up Andy that will show you a little bit more about how the Skype developer platform looks like and how the different layers provide opportunities for you.
Great. Andy. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. How's it going? My name's Andrew Bybee. I'm actually a principal program manager with the Skype engineering team. We're excited to show you some things today that are really about how you take more capabilities and start to really drive your applications into sort of a new set of value. And we think we do that through something that we're calling the Skype Developer Platform. Now, the developer platform is really focused on a core set of capabilities that are really going to help you bring sort of new models to your application. So whether it's about really flexible calling, being able to do different types of sharing, application sharing, rich media, being able to actually have a messaging model that is now real-time and flexible and available everywhere, being able to actually take presence and think about presence, applying in different types of scenarios for your particular applications, being able to have meetings that can scale all the way from, you know, one-on-one all the way up through thousands of people, and being able to have a very rich notion of people and contacts that can scale everywhere from very broad directories down to very my close circle of friends, and being able to manage all of these capabilities from a very robust administration and management framework. Now, this is powered by the combination of not just Skype and Skype for Business and Skype for Business Online, but also our ability to bring that communications technologies to existing infrastructures like PSTN. And increasingly, as we go forward, you're going to see this being incorporated more and more into Office 365. You saw more of the graph from Rob Lefferts in Satya's keynote about how you can now start to get advantage of data in the graph. And the ability for you to bring Skype messages and content into that graph, we think is going to be an amazing opportunity, really across a variety of different applications. Now, we support this with a very broad set of first-party clients, everything from standard Win32 desktop, Mac, Android, iOS. We recently announced a Skype client for Apple Watch, which has obviously just come out. So this is about giving you a great first-party experience very quickly and across the widest range of platforms that you can. But it's also about building out and doing this with a core model for how you as developers can take advantage of Skype. Now, the history of development with Skype and Skype for Business, and formerly known as Link, was very focused on sort of rich clients and extending Win32. And on the server side, with the Link server, it was really about how you can now take advantage of those server capabilities. As we move forward, this is really about supporting this with a new RESTful-based approach that allows you to really drive this with sort of the best of the device and the best of the cloud that allows you to get more as a developer. And this really then drives into the third-party ecosystem that we're building. And this scales everything from partner cloud services to a wide set of devices, for example, the Roundtable 100 device that we announced at Enterprise Connect about a month ago, and then also into a variety of appliances, which allow you to do everything from support Skype as part of the broadcast business, or being able to do things like, for example, a branch survivability appliance. So we're really building a very broad ecosystem of users and of partners, and we're really looking for you as developers to be able to participate in that ecosystem and help drive it and grow it. Now, the way that we're going to drive this today is we're very excited to really start with how we help you build experiences on the web. And there's actually three different places that we're going to focus on: the Skype button, the Skype URIs, and the new Skype Web SDK, which we're going to have very, very excited to talk about, and we'll have Sri come up in just a minute to give you some more details on that. Now, let me talk about Skype URIs and Skype button. This is a capability that actually is available today for you to be able to use. It allows you to very quickly start calls and chats through your local Skype client from your app or your website. Now, what this means is that you're using the best of the device, but you're able to very quickly and programmatically drive that. And you have some control with the URIs. So this allows you to easily bring in capabilities, such as being able to do audio calls from inside of your experience, being able to actually start video calls, being able to actually do messaging to either single or multi-party, but it also allows you to do all this dynamically. So as part of establishing through some simple JavaScript inside of your site, the ability for you to be able to now have this dynamically driven through the data that you're bringing into your presentation. So this is a great way to get started very quickly with being able to start to use Skype inside of your web experience. And so let me show you just some quick examples of how that's going to come together. I'm going to go ahead and show you a couple of things, and interestingly enough, I'm actually going to start on not that one, that one. Let me switch that over. Great. So here you see I've actually got a 5C iPhone, and you can see that I've got my Skype client up. Now, you see that I actually have a new message from a friend of mine, Dana. And so when I look at Dana, you can actually see that when I'm doing this, I can go ahead and see the information. And Dana sent me actually a nice little video message here that I'm able to sort of pull together. And this is an example of some of the rich messaging that I can now do with Skype information directly off of here. Now, in the process of pulling together some of the messages, I actually also have the ability to now be able to see other types of information that she's presented for me. Go back. Now, one of the things that she sent me is she's actually sent me a new shoe. So this is actually a link that she was able to forward to me, and you notice that because of the iPhone, I was able to actually navigate inside. Now you can see here that this is actually using the new URL preview capability that we recently announced actually just last week for being able to actually send information and have richer views inside of the Skype client. Now my ability to send these is actually going to become very interesting because now, as a partner, I can now start to put information and tag my site in similar ways that I would do URL previews in other social networks to be able to now have that information show up very richly inside of the Skype client. And as part of that, when I navigate to it, you can see that I actually have a custom view. And inside of this custom view, I not only have the ability to sort of see the shoe, but I actually have a call button. Now, in this call button in the mobile site, this actually gives me the ability to actually make this call directly from here. And so I can go ahead and notice that it actually allows me to call out directly to the client. There's a particular bug in this particular client, so I'm going to sort of go past that. But to give you a sense of sort of what that looks like for you as the developer, now let me go ahead and show you the same exact site inside of a PC experience, but in this case, I'm now using inside of my modern browser. And you can see that I've got the same call, I've got the same shoe, it's inside of my modern browser, and you can see that I've got my Skype client sort of driven here. And from clicking on this, you'll notice that I can easily go ahead and actually automate my calling directly into deep linking into the Skype client. So that ability to actually make that call, you'll notice that I can go ahead and complete that call. And so this could be a small business, this could be any number of people that maybe don't have a full phone infrastructure, but are ready to use the Skype client directly. And you'll notice that what's important here is that I didn't have to add this business into my Skype contacts in order to complete that call. So what you see here is actually an example of how you could very quickly pull together assets from Skype to be able to make that happen. Now, how did that actually come about? Let me show you the sort of markup from this page. You can see here that, in fact, I've got a few things that are going on. So one of the things is that you can see I've actually added some meta tags here at the top in standard sort of model. And when I add these meta tags, you can see that it shows, for example, price and other information that now URL preview will pick up automatically. Now these are the same tags that you would populate for being able to populate your URL preview in Twitter, in Facebook, and in other social sites. So the ability to sort of make those tags now allows you to pick that rich data up in Skype directly. And you'll notice that as part of being able to load this, that I'm actually able to program that button directly inside of the script. So you'll notice that I have my ability to load the function. In this case, it's the Skype.ui function. And I have the ability to actually configure sort of what that call is going to be, who it's going to be to. And you'll notice that I'm actually passing in programmatically the value for the Skype ID that I'm using in that particular case. So in this case, calling Northwind Traders. So that ability for me to programmatically bring that Skype calling directly into my site, have that button driven, have it automate and work across different platforms is a great opportunity of how today you can start to take advantage of doing Skype. Now, this is a great place that we think for people to start and to sort of get comfortable with sort of the idea of bringing in Skype, but we know that there's more that we can do. And so part of that is making sure that we can let you take the best of the device and the best of the cloud together. And the root of that is really about being able to take a very RESTful services-based approach to how we're thinking about development going forward. So whether we think about this as is obviously being able to take those 380 million connected users and the wide sort of range of use that we get with Skype for Business, being able to bring that to as many platforms as we possibly can, being able to do this in a way that allows us to work for both the cloud and for on-premises and for hybrid, and being able to actually do this in a way that is great for mobile and allows you to actually move very quickly and innovate very rapidly through this model. So as we bring this out, then this is really about how we start to build out on the actual development of the platform. It's powered by our service and services, and we have implementation that we've done with our first-party clients today, which is using our RESTful-based services and object models that we're delivering in our mobile clients right now. And really, the core of that is this RESTful service. And like most RESTful services, you'll see that this is fundamentally about delivering that experience for being able to go from your app to our server. Now, as a real-time application, one of the key things that you'll note here is that this isn't just about resources and getting and putting resources on the web. This is also about being able to have notification channels that you can actually be able to drive. So whether this is about notifications from the client or being able to get this from another service endpoint in the cloud, you want to make sure that you can bring both of these things together. So the framework facilitates both of those aspects. Now, in addition to that, your ability now historically has been to basically write your own client wrappers for these RESTful services. If you're writing a service endpoint, you're going to be having to, again, write your own sort of managed code, whether it's Java, C Sharp, et cetera. What we're starting with is to build these client experiences is to give you a set of new capabilities. And this is really where we're talking about the introduction of the Skype Web SDK. So the Skype Web SDK allows you to have a first-party platform with your third-party experience, because you're building on the exact same services that we're building on to build the first-party products. So the object models, the APIs, the RESTful services, these are the things that we're using to build out the Skype clients for Skype and Skype for Business moving forward. Now, what this means is that we're giving you the intro with the Skype Web SDK preview to be able to start building these experiences into your web experiences that let you stay productive in your experiences. With the release that we have today with the preview, we are introducing capabilities for chat and presence, the ability to do contact management and search for people and groups, the ability for you to scale from both one-to-one calls up to conferencing, the ability for you to have rich audio video, again, including sort of one-to-one and multi-party, and introducing a new model for being able to pass application context, which is, again, sort of extending beyond just the simple configuration base, but actually being able to take context from your website and include that when you initialize the conversation. This will continue to improve, and in fact, our approach with the Skype Web SDK is to actually continue to innovate on this very rapidly. So this preview is something that you're going to see us continue to work on and deliver additional capabilities and previews going forward over the subsequent part of the year. Now, to give you a sense of sort of what this actually looks like in practice, what I'd like to do is to go ahead and call up Sri and Dan and have them sort of walk you through some experiences that we've built out using the new Web SDK functionality. Sri, Dan?
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, everybody. I am Sri Vidya Chandrasekaran. I go by Sri. I'm a senior PM at Skype Engineering. And I have Dan here with me.
Yeah, and I'm a software development manager for Clarity Connect, which is a customer care solution built on top of Skype.
Great. We're going to go through and show a few demos for you over here. And can you switch over to my screen there? Okay. Awesome. We're coming through. Okay, fantastic. So now that we are set up here, I'm going to talk about the scenario over here. The scenario is I am a customer. I'm on a web page over here, and I'm trying to shop for shoes, for example. And I am trying to figure out, hey, what is the right appropriate shoe that I need for my running experiences that I need? And for me to do that, I'm going to show you this scenario end-to-end to enable you to figure out how easy it is for me as an end customer to make the connection to an agent and have a full-fledged experience right there. So we're going to be, I'm going to be the customer. Dan is going to be playing the agent for me over here. Thank you. So I'm coming onto the website. I'm going to try to customize my shoes now to see what works for me. So I click on the customize. Ooh, that's a nice shoe. I think I'm training for like a running marathon or something. So let's say I go ahead and pick my shoe and start trying to customize it over here. So let's see, I pick off-road. That sounds like fun. So right there, immediately, when you're building your website, you can actually see that you could embed a Skype experience so that you can actually call out to the customer service agent. Now, I'm the customer here, and I'm thinking, ooh, I have questions on if I pick the right kind of shoe or not, and I'm seeing that I could actually make an interactive call to an agent, and it's free because it's powered via Skype here. So let me just go ahead and click next. And Dan over here is on the agent experience. And I'm going to make sure I turn my audio on. Right there. I'm connected with an agent right here. And the whole thing is powered exclusively using the Skype Web SDK. There is no client running that's powering this experience over here. So Dan, help me. I'm actually trying to sign up for a half marathon, and I'm trying to figure out if this is the right shoe for me or not. So I go ahead and I picked up my shoe color, and I'm checking out. Let's say I think I'm a medium arch over here. And I go, and I probably would do about 25 over 25 miles. So Now, directly, I'm talking over to my customer agent. Obviously, my agent is right here on my stage here. It's kind of very difficult to talk on the screen. But hi, Dan. Can you tell me if this is the right shoe for me for my scenario?
Well, I see that you have more than 25 miles set in your screen. If you look at the terrain that you have configured, I see that you have off-road and trails. Now, usually, if you're going to go that distance, it's more likely to be road or track. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get that changed over for you. Now, as I'm interacting with the user, I can see on my screen what changes are being made, and I can actually adjust what she's seeing on her screen as well. So it's a truly collaborative, interactive experience that we're able to have with each other as we're going through and choosing which type of shoe to use.
Great. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that all that context that's being passed back and forth between me as an agent, me as a customer, and him as an agent, and the co-browsing experience, the entire data pipe for that is powered by the Web SDK right there. There's no other extra channel that you need to build or create in order to have this. So it would be a very natural customer service experience if you're using the SDK. So now that we're done, thank you, Dan, for being the agent and helping me out with it. So I'm going to come out of this demo, and we're going to talk a little bit about the experience from a Dan's perspective over here. So do you want to switch the screens over?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you. So the next slide there. Mm-hmm. So Dan, obviously, he's a partner. He is with Clarity Consulting. And do you want to talk about your company and what the products that you build?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm not always functioning as an agent answering calls. I also manage the development on Clarity Connect. Now, what Clarity Connect is a product that extends the functionality of the Skype application, which is really fantastic for two-party and conference calls. But what Connect does is extend that to be able to perform full customer care service functionalities. That means that a customer can call in, be routed through an intelligent IVR, have some sort of ticketing lookup, any sort of CRM lookup that might be able to happen, figure out what the customer wants to be connected to, and then run the customer through an intelligent routing algorithm that finds the agent that's most likely to be able to answer their questions. Now, because we're completely native with Skype, when the agent receives that message from the customer, they see it in their standard Skype client. They see that standard notification, and when they answer the call, it comes up in a standard conversation window. What we're able to do is use the context channel functionality of the Skype for Business client to embed our own agent console into that existing conversation window. There's nothing to install, it's just an additional context added to that call. Now, in addition to information about the caller that can help the agent figure out their issue, we also add functionality. There are certain types of transfers and call control functionalities that are somewhat specific to customer care solutions. And so we're able to add on to the core Skype functionality with those additional pieces.
Thank you, Dan. Would you also briefly show us how you have been able to use the Web SDK in your scenario?
Absolutely. So I'm going to switch over to my screen here. So one thing that Clarity Connect has had a huge focus on over its entire six-year existence is giving the agent the best experience possible, because what we found is when the agent has a good experience, they're able to make sure that the customer also has a good experience. So one thing that I'm really excited about that we're going to be pushing out in just a couple months is a brand new HTML5 dashboard. This is a single-page application that's built using Angular with SignalR on the back end, and it provides a real-time view of what's happening everywhere in the customer care center. I can look around at each queue, and this way I can proactively see, okay, it looks like accounts receivable is having some problems. I'm going to allocate some more resources and make sure that customers are all going to be having a good experience without having to get complaints from customers first. So what we wanted to try with the Skype for Web SDK is see if we could build that same experience that's completely customized around what the agents need to be able to see, but rather than just doing it when monitoring the contact center, also have that when they're interacting with the customer. So what we did is built into this same application a full Skype client that's based on the Skype Web SDK. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Sri to function as the customer now, so we're switching roles a little bit, and put in a call. And this call is going to be routed through Clarity Connect, and it's going to be connected to this agent. So go ahead and place the call in.
Thank you, Dan. I'm going to be back as the customer again, looking at the same shoes.
So as the agent, I can now see that I have a call coming in, who it's coming from, and some information about them. As soon as I accept it, I have a new tile that pops up on my screen. I can still go back and look at all the other queues and see what's happening there, but I'm now interacting with the customer. And if I unmute my audio, we should get some delightful feedback. It's in there somewhere. So I now have a whole bunch of information about the customer. I have information about the tickets they may have opened, CRM information. I have what options they chose as they navigated through the automated attendant of the instant messaging channel. But an important thing I want to point out is in the upper right-hand corner, there is the call control buttons. Now, what the agent doesn't need to know is that they're actually doing completely different things. The mute button is interacting with the Skype web SDK to mute their audio. The hold button is interacting with the Clear to Connect backend so that we have control over what music is being played to the user and we have more information about metrics so we can track how long each customer was on hold and maybe correlate that with the customer satisfaction with the conversation. From the agent's perspective, it's a single unified set of controls that are all going to be in a single space. Now, if I'm not able to answer the customer's question, I can use the same Skype client SDK and perform a search. So if I want to bring up, say, somebody that's named Dan that I think can help me with this question, I have the full SDK ability to have interactive presence. I have all the different endpoints that user may have established, and it's really exactly the same as using the standard client. Now, where it starts to get interesting is we can also introduce additional things. If I can type correctly, since we have control over the client, we can also inject things that are Clear to Connect specific. So in addition to contacts, I can see queues that I could send the person to instead. I can see the support queue. I probably shouldn't send the customer to that queue because there's nobody available, and she's going to be waiting on hold for a little while. So all this is available because we have complete control over the user interface that's specifically tailored around what a customer needs to be able to see. Now, if I am able to handle the conversation, but I want to make sure it's a truly personal experience, what I can do is we can trigger some video. And again, we're not using the client at all. This is all exclusively over the Skype Web SDK. And we can have interactive audio, video, and instant messaging all going through just the client. This is just one example of a way that you can use the SDK to really bring a tailored experience that you may not be able to get with the client because you have those standard controls that are always going to be there. We're really excited to get this out in a product that we can push out, and we can't wait to hear what our customers have to say about it.
Thank you, Dan. I'm going to switch over to the PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you heard so far on what are the experiences you could build with the Skype Web SDK. Now let's talk a little bit about what powers the Skype Web SDK. So if you look at the screen over there, you have your application experience, you have your HTML and your JavaScript that's powering your custom experience, which is what Dan had just demoed it right now. What you're doing is adding a reference to this Web SDK directly. And we'll talk in detail about exactly how you do it and what are the steps and how do you get started. So you can just go home today, pick up your laptop, and start playing around with it. So we have, and let me break down a little bit into what is inside of the Skype Web SDK. So Skype Web SDK, you would have a bunch of UX controls. You have a bunch of JavaScript object model and interfaces. And in order to power our experience overall, you have the media controller, the signaling, the auth provider, and so on. I'm going to drill a little bit one level deeper. So media provider, let's talk a little bit about it. So we have media providers to support a bunch of Skype capabilities, including audio, video, and sharing. Skype is not just about video. It's about the entire experience of communicating between one person to the other person. We also have the power of the Skype backend that's powered using the HTTP REST services that are lighting up this experience. And we have identity providers that would work with your identity provider or the Skype or Skype for Business identity providers in this one. One more additional piece of information is for the media providers, we are supporting the Skype for Business web app plugin, the Skype plugin, as well as the WebRTC going forward. Now that you've seen the overall picture of the Skype Web SDK, let's see what is available in the preview for you. So for the preview, that's the one that you can actually take home with you or download and play around with it today, is we are exposing the JavaScript object model and interfaces. That's exactly what Dan has leveraged for his custom experience there. And we are providing the Skype for Business web app plugin as well that you could use to light up your scenarios. So getting started. Now it's going to get interesting. Couple of pieces of information. One thing is it's a JavaScript library. But we're going to be hosting it for you in the Skype CDN for a couple of reasons. One, you get the reliability that it is there. It's hosted by Skype, and it's always available. And the second thing is you don't have to worry about getting it, hosting it locally, testing it out, and all that good stuff. It's already there, and you can just move forward with it. Now let me introduce you to a few key concepts over here. Application. Application is basically the entry point into the Web SDK. It's a root object that has a reference to everything, every experience that you need to light up. Now, how do you get to this application? So this is what is going to be inside of your script code. This is basically, I'm going to show you in the Visual Studio as well, but this is how you're going to be referring to your referring to the Skype Web SDK. And specifically, the reason this is important is the API key is, that's the API key you're going to be using for the public preview that is available at the conference today. So moving on, a little bit more drilling into the key concepts. So we have the application. I just spoke about that. Then we have four major areas you can think about that are coming out of this application. You have the sign-in, you have the presence and groups, you have the conversation, and you have the devices. Sign-in, this is what helps you do auth, sign-in, and sign-out. Sign-in, sign-out, as well as state, and this is going to be your first entry point into the experience. Persons and groups. This will give you the data that you just saw in the screens today, which is, hey, what's this person's name? What's their present status over here? What's their note or contact or all that information is what's going to be lighted up over here, as well as the list of contacts that Dan was just able to show for you is all going to be coming out of this particular concept. Conversations manager. Primarily, this is what powers your connectivity and your conversations. Your chat sessions, your audio sessions, your video sessions, and eventually your sharing is all going to be powered by this one. Devices is actually to manage your actual hardware devices of camera, microphone, as well as your speakers. So this is sort of the flow that you can think about. I just spoke about it, but you can look at it visually in here. The few points that I want to make out is that the me person object and the participant object, all of them give you the information about a contact and how do you use it. Conversation would power you the audio, video, and your IM chat service, as well as your sharing going forward, and it also has references to your history, so history which will store your IM conversations and just display and show them around. So, having said that, I'm going to show a few more things over here. Awesome. So, I'm going to show you how to get started. All the concepts, all the demo is good, but you need to get your hands and get on this one. So let's do this. How do you go and get what you need? Okay. Developer.skype.com. That's our new portal, or that's our portal. It's got all the latest and greatest information for you. You have the building with Skype. Go over there. And over here, it has the pieces that Andy has spoken about, and it's got data about the Web SDK. So this is the link that you would need to go to in order to go get what you want. We have the samples. I'll be showing you some of the samples over here and kind of walk through some of them. And you should be able to go ahead, download it, and play around with it. So these are the samples. I've hosted them locally on my machine. I have my own topology, so I'm going to go ahead and try to sign in using my topology here. Awesome. So sign-in is done. Now, the reason I'm showing the samples is I'm going to switch back a little bit into Visual Studio and kind of show you exactly what is the lines that are powering it. So this is this particular sample that will give you how do you view the person's presence. For example, I can go ahead, change my note. And I can go ahead and change my presence over here. By the way, just on that, connecting the point over there, Dan here is helping me out with this demo by being the other endpoint. So Dan, do you see any changes?
I can see that Cassie just changed to available and has build conference in her node.
Awesome, fantastic. So I can go ahead and show you that kind of the exact same code that Dan was using is you just given a user's name and or you just given the search key strings that you need and it pulls you the list of information. This is the same thing that Dan was using over there as well. The same thing, I can show you a few more, for example. So that now displays all the information for a particular contact. This is the code that's being powered by the participants over in the previous slides. So let me go ahead and click to the name and presence information over here. And do you want to try changing your status
yep.
over there?
So I'll go ahead and change my presence to busy. And as soon as that replicates out,
you can see that the status has been able to change to busy. So if you have, basically the point is if you have your own environment, you can go ahead and just deploy it, get started right away in the local host, have a couple of users, and start playing around with it, look through the sample code, and figure out how to do it. The same way, I'm just going to show one more before we switch into the code in the interest of time. Awesome. So again, this is the IAM conversation over there. Do you want to type something back? Thank you, Dan. So basically, it has everything that you need to get started. Let's take a slight change and look at how the code is actually powered over here. So I mentioned a few key concepts over here. That's the first one that I mentioned. I want to kind of make sure that I'm able to highlight it, is that it's hosted for you. The Bootstrapper is hosted for you. That will download the web SDK at runtime as soon as you refer it and instantiate it the right way using the particular API key that we've exposed for the build conference. Now, that code is also there in the sample, so feel free, go ahead and use it. It's under the scripts folder. And this will exactly give you the same API key that you would need to use. The next is I'm going to walk through the specific code that we did for some of the scenarios so that you have it handy and you can get rolling with it. The first one we did was basically sign in. So over here, what we did is basically this piece of code. So we went into the application, created a client, referenced it to the sign-in manager, sign in with a username and password, and that's it. That's basically it. It's very easy to use. You should be able to get moving pretty quickly with this one. Let me show two more over there. Self, for example. This is the other key concept that I mentioned about how you can retrieve your contacts and groups and other information over here. Application, your presence and groups manager, and if you want a self, you go to me person. You get all the data that's associated with that self contact. This is the contact that is signed in into the that you are using to sign in to play around with your samples. Signed in users context. And the same way, I just went ahead and changed the note. All you would have to do is node.text.set. So it's very simple to get started. It's a couple of lines of code, and you should be able to get your functionality over there. One other thing is let's try to look at the chat service over here. So again, over here, it's the, what is that? Okay. You set up your chat service. It's on the conversation. You have your chat service set up over here, and do all your checks and balances, error conditions, and all that, and then chatService.accept. That's basically it if you want to accept the conversation, or chatService.reject if you want to decline the conversation. Similarly, we have all the other samples. We have an audio-video sample as well. Feel free to go ahead and look at it. That is that's a little bit more code in there, but that'll basically enable you to do an audio-video conversation just like this. It should be pretty simple, pretty straightforward calls over there. So I think that's a good introduction for you guys to just get, go ahead, you know where to go, you know how to download the samples, you know how to host it, how to reference it, how to get moving. And with that, let's go to the next. Thank you. All right, awesome. So with that, I'm going to give the stage back to Andy so he can talk about some of the other details with regard to the SDK.
Official handoff. Thank you. Thank you. A round of applause for the demos, please. Excellent. So let me just sort of recap exactly what we saw there. The Web SDK is JavaScript working against RESTful APIs. The samples basically work against a demo service that we have up that you guys can all use as part of downloading the samples. So we want to encourage you to go do the download and give those samples a try. Part of the motivation for being able to walk through each of those particular samples is that it's really going to be your call about sort of what makes sense inside of your application. Might be you just want to look at presence. You want to be able to set presence maybe based on how people are walking around or other things that they're doing inside of your application. You might want to be able to intermix presence with video calling or be able to automate messaging based on how those things are coming together. So think of it as really a tool set for you to be able to combine in sort of ways that are interesting within the context of your application, not just about sort of any specific sort of flow that you have to try and go through. So I encourage everyone to visit the site. I encourage everyone to go check out exactly how the samples can help get you started. We've heard very good feedback from partners so far, people getting started really within the day to very quickly build their first application. So check out developer.skype.com and give that a shot. Now, one of the things I wanted to just sort of come back to real quick was to talk about media, because media is a very interesting, hot topic in the real-time space. For anyone that's been in this sort of aspect for a while, you know that obviously, historically, video is a very tough thing to do over the internet. And one of the things that made Skype really valuable when it was initially launched back in 2004, 2005, was really this idea that, hey, we can do all of this using the power of the PC that's there. But really, as the cloud has matured and networking has matured, the model has matured as well. And so we've seen standards like WebRTC really start to emerge as a great new way for us to drive video in a very seamless kind of friction-free experience. But the reality is that WebRTC is developing. And even with WebRTC, there's still a lot of things that you need to be able to do to really have a great video experience. And so part of our model for being able to think about media moving forward is to have this notion of a media controller that allows you to actually control and really handle the different media providers that we support. So Sri mentioned that, in fact, with those media providers that we're going to be supporting over the set of previews, not just the Skype for Business web app plugin that's available in the preview today, but also the Skype plugin, and also, in fact, as those things kind of converge together, really thinking about a shared media stack that supports the full range of media, but also being able to actually support WebRTC media providers, host-based providers, over the course of time with our subsequent previews. So really, this media controller gives you a great experience for being able to actually abstract some of those differences, whether you're doing video, whether you want to add something more complex like app sharing, but it also gives you the ability to have a more robust model for things like instantiation, recovery, and feedback. And most importantly, it's coordinated with the rest of the signaling. WebRTC does not give you all of the signaling and identity and auth pieces that you need to actually bring the entire experience together. So really, this is a great opportunity for you to be able to get really sort of the best of both worlds, the best of the client, the best of the cloud, to deliver the communications experiences that you need. Now, really then, what we've tried to show you here in the course of a very quick sort of 45 minutes so far is that Skype is really sort of driving very aggressively about how we can unlock really a range of communication capabilities to connect work and life, but also the ability for you as developers to take that and run with it and deliver an amazing set of new experiences, whether you're doing connecting with friends or whether you're connecting with your doctor or whether you're connecting with sort of the business around you. We want that to be the framework that you can use and bet on to really take your solutions forward. So we invite you to sort of come in and participate in that. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand it back to Daniel to talk about sort of how those partner experiences can help accelerate your business.
Oh, thank you. Very formal. Okay, I think we talked about the partner opportunities already. Let me bring up the slide and tell you a little more. So most of our partners already have apps based on versions that we already have in the market, like Link 2013. They're starting to get their applications ready for Skype for Business. So if you're visiting the Ignite conference, by the way, next week in Chicago, you will see a lot more of those applications from partners like Clarity and others. That are already developed custom experiences, not only in the Web SDK, but also on different pieces of the Skype developer platform.
So with the ecosystem, right, and with the ecosystem that we already have of partners that having great applications, and with the new Skype Web SDK, we hope that you guys creating more applications that including this new Web SDK and new web experiences between Skype and Skype for Business. So a couple of things that we want to call out as next steps, right? So you have seen before the website, so it's a brand new website, developer.skype.com. We refreshed all the content on MSDN to make it easiest possible for you to jump in, get everything to know around the Skype developer platform, the web SDK preview. There is also a link, by the way, where you can where you can access the preview itself and start basically your application. Okay, some general things that you probably have seen before. Yep. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I clicked one time too much. Please sign up for the Skype developer program for Office 365. There's content after the session, after the conference itself, that you can access. Express talks. You can also get your sticker, right? If you click on the link. A couple of more things. You can see the rocket here. There will be email newsletter, subscription, so information that you can subscribe. There are some trainings and tools that you can access, and also some webinars. The link here, so devoffice.com dev program. And we hope, of course, that you like the session. So please provide your hopefully positive feedback. And thank you very much.